This is Fresh Air. The new film Spotlight centers on a real-life team of Boston Globe investigative reporters who trace the connection between pedophile priests and covers-up by the Archdiocese of Boston. The film's director is Tom McCarthy, best known for his movies The Station Agent and The Visitor. The all-star cast of Spotlight includes Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton, Rachel McAdams, and John Slattery. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Nowadays, the news is full of stories about sexual assaults on children by priests and other religious authority figures, as well as battles over compensation for victims. There were many such cases in the last half of the 20th century, but the idea that such revelations would someday be routine and be centered all over the U.S., in Ireland, in South America, was unimaginable. The tipping point was in 2002, when a group of Boston Globe reporters uncovered not just a vast number of pedophile priests, but a vast network of church enablers. The reporters' unit was called Spotlight, which is the name of the film that recounts their investigation. It's a brilliant, riveting work, but not a sensationalized one. Director Tom McCarthy never uses the victims' anguished recollections for easy shocks. Instead, he and co-writer Josh Singer fashion a tight, step-by-step procedural drama in which most scenes turn on reporters poring over old files and pressing closed-down people to open up. The horror builds gradually. The Spotlight team is allowed to spend months, even years, exploring single stories. But this one, at first, looks to the unit's chief, Michael Keaton's Walter Robbie Robinson, like a long shot. He and the others are Catholic, and even if they've lapsed, who wants to offend relatives or neighbors? Plus, more than half the Globe subscribers are Catholic and prone to picketing the paper. It takes an outsider, new, non-Bostonian Jewish editor Marty Baron, played by Liev Schreiber, to ratchet things up. The turning point is when Baron meets with Robinson, reporters Michael Resendez, played by Mark Ruffalo, and Sasha Pfeiffer, played by Rachel McAdams, and deputy managing editor Ben Bradley Jr., played by John Slattery. Years earlier, the paper reported on a pedophile priest named Porter. But the story stopped there. This time, the story could widen, to call into question the actions of the Archbishop of Boston, Cardinal Bernard Law.
Law had to know. That's why he had the reaction. Because he knew there were others.
I think that's the bigger story.
But the numbers clearly indicate that there were senior clergy involved.
That's all they do, indicate.
But are you telling me that if we run a story with 50 pedophile priests in Boston...
Mike. We'll get into the same catfight you got into on Porter, which made a lot of noise, but changed things not one bit. We need to focus on the institution, not the individual priests. Practice and policy. Show me the church manipulated the system so that these guys wouldn't have to face charges. Show me they put those same priests back into parishes time and time again. Show me this was systemic, that it came from the top down.
Sounds like we're going after Law.
In Spotlight, there's no central protagonist, only reporters pulling out threads and phoning one another breathlessly as the scale of the cover-up becomes visible. Priests preyed on lonely kids from poor neighborhoods who could be bullied into silence or would never be believed. All are damaged. Some are dead. Meanwhile, Hardy, backslapping church officials lean in close to Robinson and Bradley and say, in effect, Marty Baron has an agenda. He's not from here. He can leave any time. You, on the other hand, have to live here. Until the team uncovers a larger pattern, the church can claim it's a few bad apples, rather than an epidemic that thrives in a culture of secrecy and male privilege. The film has one of the best ensembles, top to bottom, in years. Okay, Mark Ruffalo overdoes his character's schlubbiness, but whenever he's opposite Stanley Tucci as cranky, crusading, class-action lawyer Mitchell Garabedian, the mano-a-mano is thrilling. For legal reasons, Garabedian has to muzzle himself, but he has such contempt for the reporter's slowness in coming to the story that even though they're allies, he taunts them with his silence. Billy Crudup is particularly convincing as a super smooth victims lawyer with a history of helping the church dispose of cases cheaply without publicity. Jamie Sheridan, as a church-connected lawyer, gives us glimpses of the demon under the human face, and later, the human under the demons. Two actors give Spotlight its dramatic fulcrum. John Slattery's Bradley is a friend of church figures and palpably uncomfortable early on, but he goes forward anyway. Michael Keaton's Robinson is even more jittery, shocked by his own history of non-action. Keaton and Slattery turn a particular tragedy into a universal one. They play men who sit in judgment on themselves. It was the existence of the Globe Spotlight Unit that made these revelations possible. The movie makes the best case for the necessity of investigative journalism than any film since All the President's Men.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. On Monday's Fresh Air, cartoonist Riyad Satouf. He's well known in France, where he had a cartoon strip in the magazine Charlie Hebdo for 9 years. He had stopped working there before the jihadist attack in January. Volume 1 of Satouf's graphic memoir, The Arab of the Future, has just been translated in English and tells the story of his childhood, growing up in Libya, Syria, and France. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.